KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, another movie on the way we want to bring your attention to. It's called The American Miracle. Our Nation is No Accident. It actually is going to be premiering at the Kennedy Center June 4th, and then in on 1,000 screens around the country starting June 9th. And if you want to find out more before heading out to see it, AmericanMiracleMovie.com is the website. You can also find it on IMDb, which I'm on almost daily with my intake of media. But the movie stars some familiar names. Pat Boone is old Thomas Jefferson. Kevin Sorbo as a young Thomas Jefferson. James Arnold Taylor as Daniel Webster. And this one, Nicole C. Mullen, those who've been listening to this station for several decades may remember Nicole's place in contemporary Christian music. And Libby Smallbone, the mother of Rebecca St. James and Luke and Joel of For King and Country. So quite a cast, and it's based on a book written by Michael Medved, the host of The Michael Medved Show, michaelmedved.com for more details on that. He's an author, broadcaster, historian, and columnist, author of, as I mentioned, this New York Times best-selling book, The American Miracle. He narrates the film. He's a member of USA Today's Board of Contributors and is a regular contributor to the Wall Street Journal, Newsweek, and Commentary. Graduate of Yale, who attended Yale Law School, and also served as a political speechwriter in Hollywood. Screenwriter. We welcome onto the broadcast Michael Medved. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Well, what an honor, and appreciate your support for the American Miracle movie.
Well, and you know, I almost want to start. I want to hear about the genesis of we're familiar with the book, but you know how we got to the movie. Before that, Michael, how important it is for our listening audience to vote with their movie ticket, essentially telling Hollywood, we want more movies of this content. How important is that?
Well, it's very important because right now there is obviously polarization in this country, and we're trying to offer an antidote because the real message of American history, if you look at it honestly and openly, should be gratitude, not grievance. The sense of grievance and guilt that so many sides of the political spectrum try to put on the American people is something that we should really move beyond. And we do that by looking at the origins of the American miracle. And what's fascinating is there's a lot of automatic, visceral support for the Founding Fathers, but not a recognition that the Founding Fathers unanimously, including people like Jefferson and Franklin, who were unconventional in their religious faith, believed that there was what George Washington in the first inaugural address called the invisible hand that had favored America and allowed this country to rise against all odds. And what the movie does is it dramatizes and brings to life some of those coincidences, some of those strange and haunting and bizarre events that really did convince our founders that America was the product of providence. And providence literally stems from the idea of the presence of God. And there is a very strong emphasis in the film on what the founders believed and what they accomplished.
So, Michael, you bring in the divine intervention aspect. Why do you think that perspective is, it's really critical for understanding American history? Why is that so critical?
Well, because it's always been there, and it has always led people to have confidence in a new nation that was completely unique and unprecedented. And when the movie begins with this stunning coincidence that the odds are calculated mathematically by academics is about 7 million to 1, which is an unusual poker hand. What I'm talking about is July 4th of 1826, the Grand Jubilee 50th anniversary of the country's founding. And on that day, the two leading founders in terms of preparing the Declaration of Independence, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, the second and the third president, they both died on the same day. And the film features an actual speech, reenacted, of course, because they didn't have film, but an actual speech by Daniel Webster, who talked about this as a sign of divine favor and divine purpose and divine association with the creation of the new nation.
Well, and as we, tomorrow, of course, we'll be celebrating the National Day of Prayer for those in Albuquerque in Civic Plaza, that'll be a full event starting at 4 p.m. going into the evening. But how important it'll be to be praying for our nation's leaders and praying for healing in our nation. Michael, let's go back to, okay, so you write a book, great book, now you go to screenwriting. I'm assuming you were a large part of assisting with the screenwriting for this film. What was that process like, collaborating with filmmakers, adapting this book for cinema?
Well, this has been a very, very happy experience. This is my 15th book, American Miracle. And a couple of my books before were adapted into TV shows or films. And that was not a happy experience. I'm not particularly proud of those products, so we won't even mention them for a moment. But this was different. And it was different because so many people, after reading the book, The American Miracle, which came out a couple of years ago, said, this ought to be a movie. People need to see this as a film. And then I got a call by someone I had worked with before on a special for PBS called Hollywood Versus Religion. It's a special documentary that is shown for more than 500 times on public television. And the same underwriter who had supported that film said he wanted to do the same thing for American Miracle. And I turned to someone I had worked with before named Tim Mahoney, who is a veteran filmmaker and has done outstanding work. I actually worked with him, appeared on camera to some extent in his films about the historicity of the Exodus, of the biblical Exodus. And Tim Mahoney has done the series of these films called Patterns of Evidence. And he was immediately interested. And we worked together, and the entire enterprise from the beginning was blessed and surprising. One of the things that was surprising to me is somebody else that I had known over the years, the Academy Award-winning actor Richard Dreyfuss, has become a passionate advocate for teaching civics in America. And he contributed to the film and appears on screen and is one of those people who talk about the need to return to this vision of the founders of America being a providentially provided nation. One of the quotes that I love is Otto von Bismarck, who was not American, he was German. He looked at what was going on across the Atlantic with a combination of awe and resentment. And he once said that God has special protection for lost dogs, imbeciles, drunkards, small children, and the United States of America.
Wow. Well, listen, I want our listeners to stick around. We got to go to a break, but if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Michael Medved, who is author of the book, The American Miracle, now to be a film pretty well in the can. It's going to be premiered at the Kennedy Center on June 4th and then released to theaters across the nation, June 9th, 10th, and 11th. You'll be able to see that on the big screen. And actually, Michael, and I'm not sure if you would know this, but I see 9th, 10th, and 11th. If the traffic's high enough, I can't imagine it won't be kept in theaters longer than that.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what we're going for. The advanced screenings that we've done in various places, in Nashville and in Western Pennsylvania, and here in Seattle, where I live, audiences of every stripe and every political orientation have reacted very emotionally to this film. There always are some tears by the end of it and applause. And that's not because of anything that I wrote. It's because we bring to the screen some of the truly memorable declarations by Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, who were pretty good screenwriters to work with.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll cover more of that when we come back from the break. Really looking forward to it. In the meantime, go on your browser to AmericanMiracleMovie.com, and we'll be back with more with Michael Medved right after this on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect.
In the midst of a conversation with Michael Medved, he's the author of The American Miracle, now a movie to be released June 4th. It'll make a premiere at the Kennedy Center, and then nationwide June 9th. And you can find out more at AmericanMiracleMovie.com. And you know, Michael, as folks get out to the theaters and they go and check out The American Miracle, Our Nation Is No Accident, what do you really hope viewers, when they're done, you know, you mentioned just before we went to the break, you know, the applause and how well it's been received thus far in pre-screenings, but what do you hope the viewers take home with them, take away from this film?
A new sense of confidence, and a confidence that whatever the challenges, whatever the political or economic or security threats to the country right now, we can overcome them. That's what we have done periodically. And there are so many moments in our history, which is why I wrote The American Miracle and then the sequel book to The American Miracle, God's Hand on America. It is impossible to understand the United States as anything less than a miraculous development. There's a very distinguished and widely respected historian at the University of Pennsylvania named Walter McDougall, who writes that the creation of the United States is the most significant historical development of the last 500 years. And again, the proof of that is, he says, McDougall, that you should imagine time travelers. You should imagine if there was some ship like the Flying Dutchman that was transported in time from 1607, say, which is when they had the very first English settlement in North America in Jamestown. And the one thing that would amaze the world most about the difference between 1607 and 2025 is, yes, of course, technology is different. There are a lot more people in the world. But that the dominant civilization that has influenced every other civilization is in North America, which was in 1607 a primitive and very lightly settled, largely unsettled, wilderness continent. How did that happen? And part of what is remarkable here is that we dramatize in the film at the Constitutional Convention, which is, I think, for the first time in movie history, dramatically presented with and presented in an exact replica of Independence Hall that had been built in Texas some years ago. In any event, during the Constitutional Convention, Benjamin Franklin, who was the most respected and most elderly member, he was 82 at the time of the Constitutional Convention. In any event, Franklin spoke out about the need for prayer and the need for a recognition of God's guidance and control in the world. And I have had so many people who have said, boy, you did a great job writing that Benjamin Franklin material. I didn't write a thing. He wrote it. And how do we know? Because James Madison, who was there at the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, took it down word by word as Franklin was speaking. It was his only speech, because he was an old man, during the Constitutional Convention. And it saved the people who were there, the 50 founders who were gathered to frame this new Constitution. It saved their effort because it brought them together to compromise. And that has a message, I think, for our leadership today, where people who disagree with you are not necessarily the enemy and are not necessarily evil.
Oh, I very much appreciate that. And I had never heard that story of dictation of what Benjamin Franklin had to say. How thankful, wow, should we be for the wisdom to put that to pen as it was being said. You know, one of the other things that you touched on, Michael, I want to address, you know, often when we're doing a Bible study, it's easy, you know, it's easy to read the Bible, but sometimes difficult to put yourself back in that time and understand the cultures and understand the powers that be at the time to really, you know, be present in that time. And it sounds like the American Miracle movie is going to take people back and remind them, you know, what the surroundings. I think it escapes people, or often people forget, or they're not even aware. You know, it wasn't two superpowers. It was the nation's largest military empire against this rinky-dink colonies of America, and truly a miracle for a nation to be formed out of that. And I think you've already articulated that quite well. But just the importance of really understanding—it's so hard to be where we are and really have a vision for what it was.
Oh, and you're absolutely right, and it's part of what we try to do in this film. George Washington is a larger-than-life figure who was both indispensable and indestructible. And part of the story that is told thanks to a remarkable actor who plays George Washington. His name is Daniel Shipley. And the fascinating thing, for 20 years, he has been bringing George Washington to life for visitors to Mount Vernon. This is also the very first generally available movie that actually was given permission to film inside Mount Vernon, George Washington's historic home. And Daniel Shipley brings Washington to life in a fascinating way. And there's one little aspect of it that I think speaks to how careful we've tried to be with the history here, is that at the time George Washington pronounced the A in Amerique, pronounced the A in Georgia for Georgia, and Philadelphia. This was the manner of speech that he followed, and we know that because of eyewitnesses, ear witnesses, who heard it years ago. And Daniel Shipley, who I think brings Washington to larger-than-life, more than ever before on screen, is somebody who paid that kind of attention to historic detail, which I think is very important.
Well, Michael, we are out of time, but I do want to throw it back to you before we close it up to make sure there isn't any other thing we've left unsaid that you want to make sure the ABQ Connect and KLYT listeners need to know about the American miracle. Our nation is no accident.
The one thing is that, again, promoting gratitude rather than grievance. Americans seem to make this an age of complaint and disaster. When you just read the polling, the lack of confidence, the sense that the nation is headed towards some kind of collapse, We've had that before, and we've always overcome it. And I would just like to communicate to people the feeling that I think is very much present in the finished film, which is that America is no accident, and we have reasons for gratitude rather than guilt. And I hope people will feel that and uphold it. And I look forward to the broad public reaction to this film after the premiere at Kennedy Center coming up.
Very good. Well, gratitude over grievance. We hope our listeners will take that away. Michael Medved, so much appreciate your time, and look forward to enjoying the film, The American Miracle, Our Nation is No Accident. Again, this is coming to actually premiering at the Kennedy Center June 4th, and then across the nation June 9th on about 1,000 big screens. And you'll find out more at AmericanMiracleMovie.com. Michael, again, thanks so much for your generosity of your time, for the work you've put into this, and just the great information provided to our audience.
Well, thank you. And I'm very pleased and honored by your interest and passion for this project.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.